Why is it that we always want what we can't have? Let's talk about it on today's episode of Coach's Corner. Today's episode of Coach's Corner, episode number 26, You Want What You Can't Have, is brought to you by The Marketing Network, marketingnetwork.tv, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit us online at www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 26 of Coach's Corner. Glad to have you with us. Thank you for joining us again. I know that I'm trying to do these on a weekly basis. I want to get in the habit of doing them more and more for you because I know people really enjoy hearing from me and enjoy some of the content that I'm sharing, which makes me very happy to hear. Work hard at doing it for you. Today I want to talk about something that you innately know. I don't have to tell you that, you know, you always want things that you can't have. You knew this as a kid. You know, we knew it growing up, and we know it now as adults as well. But I want to take you through that. And I also want to take you through how to use it in your marketing to help build your business. Now, this is one of these things that I've been using since the beginning because I've always been passionate about how people act, how they think, what motivates them to do the things that they do. And in so doing, how do you use that to leverage and help make more sales and help grow your business? Well, one of the things we know from, you know, like I said, from very early childhood, if you're a parent, especially, you know this. I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't know firsthand. But if you're a parent, you would know that if you say no to your child, what is it they want more than anything? They want the thing you told them not to do or not that they couldn't have. This became apparent to me in college. I had a friend who was an Italian gal, and I remember her dad was like, you know, absolutely not. You're not allowed to smoke. It was like, you know, from an Italian family, you smoke, off with the head, you know, that kind of thing. Very different generation, very different way of dealing with things. And her father was extremely strict about that. So what do you think she did? Anytime she was in a location where smoking was permitted, boop, she'd light up. And then what she would do is she would leave her cigarettes at school. She wouldn't bring them home, right? She wouldn't get caught. But, you know, it was one of these things. It was like, well, why? Why is that? Why is that that she just had this desire to smoke so much, even though she knows her dad didn't want her to do it, right? And you probably have experiences like that of your own growing up. I know I certainly do. You know, don't touch this, don't touch that. Well, it's the first thing I want to touch. I want to touch the thing I'm not supposed to touch. I want to know about the things I don't, you know, I'm not allowed to know about. I want to learn all the curse words when I'm 5 years old, right? I want to know why I can't use that language. And it's just sort of baked into us. It's just the way we are in terms of, you know, going through life and looking at it from that perspective. We want to look at it now from the marketing perspective, right? And it's being done to us all the time. Basically, the carrot's being dangled and then it's being pulled away. It says, you know, you really want this, but you can't have it if you wait too long, or if you don't buy it right now, or if you procrastinate, or if you are, you know, not one of the first 10 people to jump on board. We see this with Apple, right? We see their products all the time. And you look at how many people, and I'm one of them, by the way, who waits up till midnight when, you know, the phones go on sale. You know, you got to get it. You got to be the first one in line to get it. Otherwise, oh my God, horror of horrors, you're going to have to wait a couple of weeks before you can get it in your hands, right? Really big, big, big deal. Yet we do it. We do it all the time. It's like human nature, human behavior, if you will. And it's the kind of thing that marketers really, really, really understand well and use against us, really, literally. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't like when marketers get them. You know, it's like, you've been marketed to. And people get all upset about, oh, no, I was marketed to. Darn, I don't fall for these things. Yeah, you do, because it's human nature and it's not the end of the world. It's just life, you know, what it is. I fall for them, too. I buy a lot of things that come in on the email, or I watch a webcast or something. I buy a lot of stuff online. Sure, you know, we all do. And there's no shame in that. That's really what keeps the economy going and so on and so forth. But you as a business owner, and I'm assuming that you're a business owner, if you're watching a podcast about business, you're probably a business owner and you really want to know what to do with this stuff and how do you make it work for you in business. So we're going to talk about that today because I think it's a really valuable tool. Like I said, I've been involved in the psychological side of marketing for a very long time. It's one of the things that really excites me more than anything. When I first started marketing, I knew what to write, but I didn't know why I was writing it. When I was creating sales letters and, you know, I wasn't doing web pages back then because I started marketing before there was the World Wide Web. But when I started doing online stuff, I knew, you know, what to say in the web pages that I started to write, but I didn't know why I was saying it. And I got curious about that and I started to ask a lot of questions about it. And, you know, what this idea of scarcity, this is a marketing tool called scarcity, is very powerful, you know, especially when people think they're going to miss out on something, or they're going to be the last one, or they're going to be the only one on the block without the new lawnmower or without the new car, or, you know, whatever it is. We all have this desire to be part of rather than being left out. And it really drives a lot of the marketing. You see it all the time. Like if you look, I'm going to give you some things here right now. If you look at some of the things you see, you know, you can't have it. When they say you can't have it, of course, it makes you want it even more. But even more important like that, when you see things like only 10 of these things available, right? They don't have a lot of them available, just 10 of them available. What do? You tend to react to that, right? You tend to say, okay, there's only 10 available. I ought to buy it now. I ought to get in there. I ought to put my money in, put my credit card in because I want to get it immediately. And these are tools that are used on us all the time. Here's another one, really common one. Cart closes at midnight. How many times have you seen this in the past week, right? Coming into your inbox. It's like all the time. Cart closes at midnight. That means you've only got a couple of hours left to make your purchase. And one of these things are tools that really signify scarcity. And when things become scarce, we want them even more. When they're, you know, obviously you look at supply and demand, you could look at it from that perspective and you say there's a lot of demand, very little supply, of course, is going to raise the prices on everything, right? So what we try to do is we try to create that in marketing, create the illusion of that, even if it's not true. We try to create the illusion of that and we say, look, we're going to open up the shopping cart. You can buy this program, this product or whatever, but only for 4 hours. And I've seen some marketers do this where they open the cart up for an hour and they close it. And then they'll wait a week and they'll open it up for another hour and then they'll close it again. And they keep playing this game. And what it does, it creates a surge of sales because you've got all this pent-up demand. All these people who want the product can't get their hands on it. They wait and they wait and they wait. And finally the cart opens, boom, and they go running and they go buy it. And then what happens, right? They get it and is it still that exciting after they have it? I don't know. It sort of wears off pretty quickly for most of us, but the sale is made. And I think from a marketing perspective, that's what a lot of these folks are looking for. So they're looking at that and they're saying, okay, let's make it, scarce. And here's another one that they use. And you've seen this one a lot. You'll never see this offer again, right? Especially after you've just purchased something, you'll hit a web page and it'll say, it's a one-time offer. You're never, ever, ever going to see this offer again. And what happens? Well, a lot of times you go, well, if I click off this page, if I refresh my browser, it's gone. I really want the offer, or I'm not sure if I want the offer. Maybe I'll just buy it and I'll refund it later. This really causes a lot of sales. And again, it's the same idea of creating scarcity that may or may not be there. You know, truth is, you know, if you took the URL of that page, you might be able to find that page again. I don't know. Some systems work that way, some don't. But, you know, the truth is when you start having that kind of, I'm going to call it pressure, because there's a little bit of pressure that's put on you to make that purchase. Well, you know what? A lot of times people decide to make the purchase and I fall victim to that too. I'm not going to say fall victim to it. I mean, it's a marketing technique. It's a marketing strategy. And it's something that sometimes you really want to use in your business, and sometimes it's used on you, and sometimes it works effectively. Sometimes we buy more things than we really want to buy because of these strategies that are being used. So I want you to let you know that in the world of business, in the world of marketing, if you put out, like for instance, people will say, hey, I'm gonna promote a webinar, and don't worry about showing up live, you know, no problem. If you can't make it, I'm gonna put it up online. It's gonna be available forever. Where's your motivation to go view that webinar, to mark off on your calendar that you want to be there to watch that webinar? Well, it goes really down, right? And I know a lot of people who do that and they say, oh, I'm going to put this product up online, and they don't do the scarcity thing. And what happens is they'll say, you can buy this product anytime you want. Now, the customer may have great intentions to buy it, but what happens with the customer a day later, an hour later, You know, 2 days later, 3 days later, well, life gets in the way. Life gets busy. We get a lot more offers. We get a lot more web pages. We get phone calls and faxes. Well, I don't probably get faxes anymore, but we get emails still. And all these things come in and we get distracted. And then, you know, before long, usually 20 minutes, you know, we forget about the offer and we're not going to go back to it. So these techniques, you know, some people think they're a little hardball or a little whatever, but they're very effective. And they're very effective in helping increase sales because what you're saying is this is not going to be available forever. We've only got 10 of them. The cart closes at midnight. You know, you'll never see this offer again. I'm never going to sell it at this price again. When I bring it back out, it's going to be twice the price. So you got to get in, right? And you see this happening. And it's not just the internet marketing world. You see it in the retail world. You see it in all the brick and mortar stores. They all play some sort of game like this. Macy's and I'll include all of them. It's like, it's a 1 day sale. It's like, by the time the store closes tonight, the sale's over. If you want to get your close at a discount, you got to come today. And of course, hordes and hordes of people show up for that. And it works. It works exceptionally well. So I want you to take a look at your marketing this week and really take a look at, are you using this or are you doing sort of the evergreen approach where you're just putting stuff there and it's there forever and it'll never go away and people can sign up and they could buy it whenever they want. That's the kind of thing that you may want to reconsider. You may want to think of it a different way. You may want to say, hey, I want to put a special offer in place. I want to work on this in a different way. And I want to make sure that, you know, here's a special price. Here's a special gift I'm giving. And what'll happen is I want you to come and watch this, or I want you to come and buy this, but only in this window, because in this window, you're going to get something that you wouldn't get otherwise. In other words, if you don't want to discount your price, a lot of people don't want to do that. You could add something. You could say, if you buy it this week, if you are one of the first 10 people to order, you're going to also get X. That's cool. That's adding a little bit of value that wouldn't be there if I ordered tomorrow, right? Or you could say, I'm closing the cart. I'm only going to allow 10 people in and that's it. I only can work with 10. I've got 8 already. You got to be one of the next 2 to do it. Bang, people will jump and they'll get in. And that's another way to handle that situation. So look at your marketing. Is it evergreen or is it limited? Better to be limited. We know this from, the direct marketing days back in the 50s and 60s. We started to discover, maybe even earlier than that, we discovered that this was a really important facet of marketing. So I'm not bringing you anything new here, but I'm bringing you, a new awareness of it. Hopefully you'll take a moment to look at your own marketing and say, gee, is that working for me? Could I do it differently? Is there another way that I can approach this where it would make more sense, or a different way that I can do it, or add a little bit of scarcity to add some value that's only for a few days? And by the way, we have a lot of tools online these days that we didn't have just a few years ago. I've been sort of like knee deep in this sort of stuff in the past couple of months here. And I'm very impressed by the tools that I'm finding that show you exactly, what's going on as far as these offers and how to make them and the software that's being programmed to do it. I mean, I look at shopping carts. I've been working with shopping carts now pretty much since they hit the marketplace, back in the late 90s, we started to see shopping carts pop up around that time. And I looked at them, how archaic they were back then compared to what they are today, and how you can leverage these offers. You could turn offers on, turn them off. You could schedule them. You could go into a software, for instance. You could say, I want this offer to start at 12 midnight, and I want it to end at 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. You can do that. You can get that granular with it. So there are a lot of great tools out there if you're using WordPress or WooCommerce or Shopify, or whatever shopping cart you've got your hands on. Start to look for the plugins, start to look for the apps that allow you to do this, and start using it. It's a powerful, powerful marketing tool that you're doing yourself a disservice if you're not using in some shape or form. So that's what I want to leave you with today. I hope you got value out of that and love your comments. You can always email me. My email address really hasn't changed since 1999. Still the same email address, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Send me an email. And send me some comments and, let me know what you want to learn about in upcoming podcasts. I've got plenty of ideas, plenty of content, plenty of things I want to share with you. But sometimes it's also great to hear from you, to hear what you'd like to hear me talk about as well. Okay. I want to thank you again for watching today. I really appreciate you being here. And I want to talk to you a little bit about our sponsor today. Our sponsor is the Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. where you can hear from some of the greatest experts and people like Adam Urbanski and Dr. Tiana Conte and Silvika Raska, Shahar Boyayan, Debbie Lynn Grace, just to name a few. Really, really great people. They have a lot of value to share. They've come into the studio here and they've really added a lot of value to the programming that we've got. TheMarketingNetwork.tv is a video television network that you can indeed watch on any device. So if you're a person who likes to watch your stuff on your large screen TV and you've got a Roku box or an Apple TV or an Android device, you can download the app and you can watch it on your large screen television. You can also watch it on your desktop, your laptop. If you have an iPad or an Android tablet, you can do that. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can watch it on the phone. These are not the same videos. They're all actually encoded specifically for those devices. So you're not, you know, downloading a video that's big enough for an 80-inch flat panel on your iPhone. You don't want to be able to do that. So that's one of the cool things I really enjoy about this is video. And there's more experts coming in all the time. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. I encourage you to go have a look, themarketingnetwork.tv. It's just $9.95 a month, or get 2 months free when you buy an annual subscription. It's just $97 for the entire year. Go visit them, themarketingnetwork.tv. Go have a look. Go have a look at some of the courses that are there. And like I said, there's new stuff being added all the time. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. And tell your friends you like this. Tell your friends. Make sure to give it a thumbs up. And I look forward to doing this again soon. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much, everyone.